This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. General Richard Myers, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, is in Ankara, Turkey today, meeting with top Turkish military officials. The visit is part of U.S. efforts to persuade Turkey to agree to allow U.S. troops to be stationed on its soil, and also establishing a northern front in any war with Iraq. NPR's Ivan Watson is in Ankara. How many U.S. troops are to be based in Turkey?
Bob, reportedly Washington has asked to put some 80,000 ground troops along that frontier with Iraq. There have been media reports that have not been confirmed by U.S. diplomats here in Ankara that the U.S. has pushed down that request to perhaps 15 or 20,000 soldiers.
The U.S. military has had troops and planes stationed on Turkish soil for years.
Right. Turkey is a NATO member. It's a close ally of the U.S., and the U.S. has, in fact, been flying missions over northern Iraq, enforcing the no-fly zone and occasionally exchanging fire with Iraqi ground defenses for nearly 10 years from a Turkish air base, that's Incirlik Air Base in southern Turkey.
Turkey is reluctant to do this for several reasons, right?
Right. The population here is overwhelmingly against another war in Iraq. Surveys put it at 80%, 90% of the people against a war. They remember the economic damage, the fallout of the Gulf War, and they don't want a repeat in this. So the government is having to take this into consideration, though it is, as I mentioned, a very close ally of the U.S., and many observers say that inevitably Turkey will cave in, though it's been dragging its feet on this decision, and will allow American troops to be stationed here.
There were demonstrations in Turkey yesterday against a war with Iraq.
There were. Several thousand people did demonstrate in several cities across Turkey. Several dozen were reportedly arrested in Istanbul. So there is a movement against another war. And if the government does agree at some point to allow American troops to come here, they will have to try to convince their parliament to vote in favor of this, even though the overwhelming majority of the country is against, as I said, a new war with Iraq.
Turkey has called a regional summit later this week to discuss Iraq. What more do you know about that?
Yes, this diplomatic push has been going on at the same time as the talks with the Pentagon. Turkey invited just last week five countries from the region, that's Syria, Egypt, Jordan, Saudi Arabia, and Iran, to come here for a regional summit. This is to discuss alternatives to opening up a new war with Iraq. All of these countries are against another war, and most of the countries have indicated that they will attend. In fact, Jordan's foreign minister says four of the countries are likely to come, and Iran also made a statement that it is likely to come to this regional summit to discuss alternatives. One of the proposals that has come up is offering a possible amnesty to top Iraqi officials in exchange for the overthrow of Saddam Hussein.
NPR's Ivan Watson in Ankara, Turkey.